Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
So, yeah, I've always known I was different growing up. While most of our class in school were talking about skiing and a weekly allowance of $4,000, myself and Brian with a Y were talking about meeting chicks in a kibbutz and impressing them with our weekly allowance of $5,000. I took the extra mile in fifth year when I learned the Illan pipes. The old man accused me of being in the Ra, so I looked into joining up, but it was too much hassle because you can't do it online. They should really fix that going forward. A legacy from those deviant days is that I am that rarest of creatures in Ballin Temple, a Cork football fan. People are really shocked when they hear that, because most Cork football fans are punters with fangs from somewhere west of Dunmanway. So like, I was there to watch the Rebels slam Mayo last weekend. Dedication, baby. It was in Limerick. Totally psyched about Roscommon this weekend. I think the boys could be looking at a trip to Croke Park. The only problem is, I can't enjoy being the only football fan in Ballin Temple, where the consensus is that I'm a bandwagoning Johnny-come-lately. So, how can I show that I've been a football fan for nearly 30 years? Ed, Ballin Temple.
This is one for my GA mad friend, No Fault Froggy. I rang him there and said, what would you recommend to a Cork football fan? He said, painkillers.
How are you going on? Herself is after falling in with a gang of sea swimmers in Tregumna, showering god it's a lot of them. Now, I normally let her off by herself because, to be honest with you, their relentless positivity would drag you down in the end. I changed my tune this week, though. I'm fecking scrambled from the heat. It's like Mexico City in downtown Dunmanway, with slightly less drive-by shootings, as the fella says. So, I went along with herself, met up with the sea swimmers. Christ, all they could talk about was their endorphins, not to mention their sense of superiority, because they go for a dip in the ocean when other people are at work. I rolled up the slacks and paddled away at the edge, while herself was out with the gobs. And they stayed outside for ages, up to their necks in water, nattering away like faking seals. You wouldn't blame a man for getting paranoid, the way they'd look back at me on the shore and then start laughing. She poo-pooed me when I brought her up in the car on the way home, but now that I think of it, she was flirting like mad with Jimmy the Hips from Dreamer League. Now he looks good in a pair of togs, in fairness to the man. I can't bar her for going swimming thanks to women's lib, so do you think I should take up the swimming myself? Dan Paddy Andy, turn left coming out of Dunmanway and bring a flask in case you fall into a pothole.
I couldn't care less. But come here, you'd never send me a photo of Jimmy the Hips, would ya?
It's getting anxious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who rent a limited edition Range Rover for the ferry to France? Chloe _ Weekly Pedicure said, just a week now before we head off on our annual ferry trip, biatches. Tell me we're doing our usual convoy down the Rochestown Road to blow those sad wannabes away with their choice of car. We all replied that we are, because poor Chloe suffers with anxiety. Don't tell anyone now. It's part of the social calendar now on the Douglas Road. We travel in convoy down to Ringaskiddy, and they let us on the boat early because we're so good looking. That way we can corner the best bit of the bar and keep well away from the slack jaws from South Tipperary bringing their foxy freckled children to some mediocre campsite in the Vaughan Dee. As you can imagine, the style on the Stunners is outrageous, and it's pressure all the way because my Ken lost a fortune on a Ponzi scheme in Copenhagen. I'm half thinking of leaving him. Do you think I should walk? Jenny, Douglas Road.
This would be an awful time to leave your Ken. Wait until he makes a bit of money again so you can fund your single lifestyle, girl.
Hello, it's old Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I hooked up with this fella on a no-strings dating site called I'm Not Going to Marry You. Well, didn't he organise a swim in West Cork? He could have fecking warned me should there was grooming to be done. Out of the sea and in we went to one of these mobile saunas you see now by the beaches. It's like Swedish we were. Didn't he lob the gab at me inside in this thing? The couple opposite us didn't know where to look and they from Kinsale. I gave him an old snug because you don't want to be rude. But I'd like to know for the next time, is it okay to canoodle in a mobile sauna? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I rang my Swedish friend there and said, what's the story with s*** in a sauna? He said, I'll see you there in 10 minutes. Oh, very open-minded.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.